everyone, and welcome back to the Empower Your Life Summit. I'm Sue Erta, and as you've heard me say, I am so excited to be your host for this event and present to you these incredible co-authors of the upcoming book, Empower Your Life. These are extraordinary women. They're actually also ordinary women, just like you and me, and they have lived a lot of life. They have lots of stories and lessons and experiences to share with you so that you can live more on purpose in your life. You can live with more passion, and you can actually live a more powerful life in your own right, whatever is the right thing for you. And so I am so grateful to have all of them sharing themselves with us today. And Christina Ammerman is our next interviewee who we'll be talking with. And she's got, again, just like everybody else, an amazing wealth of knowledge to share with you. And I know that you're here today because you like her topic, overcoming overwhelm. I know that probably everybody here is kind of like nodding, saying, yep, I've been overwhelmed before. Maybe you're being overwhelmed right now with something in your life. And so Christina is going to help us through that. I'm going to read a brief introduction of her, and then we'll get started speaking with Christina. Christina Ammerman is a master energy healer and spiritual mentor at Zenquility, a center for healing and higher consciousness in Gainesville, Virginia, where she is also the founder and director. Her passions include evolving human consciousness, universal law, and music. In fact, you can frequently hear her singing with the overhead music in any local grocery store. Christina's calling is to connect with everyone who wishes to heal their core wound and embody divine love, wisdom, and power in their everyday life. And Christina, I am happy to be talking with you today. How are you?
Sue, I am excited to be here and really grateful. And if you'll allow me, before we dive into our conversation, I'd love to be able to have us take a moment to set a sacred space, which is something that I do anytime there's an important moment like this happening. So is it okay with you if we take a moment to do that?
Yes, that would be great.
Okay. So if you would join me, Sue, and then, you know, anyone who's listening, just take a moment to close your eyes and focus on your breath just as a way of tuning in, calming a little bit if that's what you need in this moment, as I invoke on behalf of all of us a sacred space, like a bubble of light that surrounds all of us, connecting us and protecting us as if we are all together in the same place and time. And I ask that all that is divine in love and power help us maintain the sacred space for the duration of this conversation, and let's just say as long as it is needed, and then allowing it to naturally dissolve when its purpose has been served. And it is done, and so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you for that. Thank you for letting me do that.
I love it. Thank you. I love that, and I hope that our listeners feel like I do. Gosh, so relaxed and calm and connected. So thank you. So here we are, and in a whole different word we're going to use right now is different than the feeling that you just brought us to. It's about overwhelm is your topic today. Why are we talking about overwhelm?
I get what you're saying about how suddenly that feels like a contrast to the energy we just stepped into. And I would say the biggest reason we're talking about overwhelm today is because that's the topic that Spirit gave me. In a way that was not very gentle. Basically, what happened is, as I was preparing for this interview a few days ago, I actually went into an overwhelmed tailspin where I just, like, I was doing the things I do when I get into overwhelm. My brain was running in circles, like, okay, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, or I don't know what to do next. And I was even starting to look for people, other people to blame for why I felt this way. And it was actually in an email that I sent to you, and I noticed myself saying, I feel overwhelmed. And that to me, like, I, I had enough self-awareness to recognize, okay, red flag, there's something going on here. And then that allowed me to center and look at what was going on and not only come out of the overwhelm in that moment, but also recognize, okay, there's a reason this came up. And, you know, I was finally able to laugh about it. And of course, it's an just overwhelm is an awesome topic to explore because we're all here as part of this summit and as part of this, this book to look at ways to discover our power. And overwhelm is one of the things that can potentially take away from our power. So the more familiar we get with it, the more that we're able to overcome it. And so that's why it was guided to be our topic today.
Yes. Yes, it was. I know we had that exchange, and it's kind of interesting. I watched that kind of work through, and it's very interesting to see that and be a part of that. You know, Christina, why is it so important that we resolve challenges that we have with overwhelm? Because we all experience it, right? I mean, everybody. There's no exceptions to that, and everybody I know that's listening is shaking their head. But why do we have to resolve these challenges?
The short, simple answer to that is because our greatest gifts to ourselves and to humankind are right on the other side of that overwhelm. And let me explain that. I want to, you know, give a moment for that to sink in. Our greatest gifts are right on the other side of that overwhelm. And to explain that further, starts with understanding that each of us has two conflicting, competing impulses constantly at work within us. On one hand, each of us has a divine purpose. We're here to do something for the greater good, to serve others and to receive through that service. And it might be something that's relevant to our work, our careers, or our businesses. It might just be like who we show up as in the world. But whatever that purpose is, that is God, Spirit, the universe working through us. So that's one of the things that's always within us. But on the other hand, we also have an ego, the subconscious part of our mind, whose number one priority is actually to keep us alive. And that's important because if we're not alive, then we can't serve our purpose, right? The problem is that our ego thinks on the level of like a caveman or a wild animal. So from your ego's perspective, the best thing that you can do is stay safe and small and stay in one place and blend in with your surroundings and so that you can keep track of everything around you and be ready, be prepared to defend against any incoming attacks. So you've always got both of these influences within you. We each have that. And it becomes a real conflict anytime you try to move forward with your purpose. Sometimes you can sneak in, you know, like a baby step or two, and your ego won't notice. It won't try to stop you. But at some point, you're going to try to do something big, like publish a book or be part of a telesummit as it happened for me. It might be something smaller like joining a new networking group or, you know, going out on a date for the first time. And whatever it is for you that you're called to step forward with, at some point your ego is going to notice and it's going to throw up some kind of barrier to try and stop you and overwhelm is one of those barriers. So we have to overcome overwhelm and learn how to deal with it if we want to really move forward in our purpose and express and receive the gifts that are within us.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, I've through this process, you know, we've done this many times before, publishing books with a lot of people, and sometimes I get overwhelmed. And, you know, we all feed off the energy, perhaps, of the other people that we're involved in a project with. So those things happen as well. So overwhelm can come from within, maybe, and also from other people, it seems, although it's always us. But Christina, talking about overwhelm, would you say that there are any misconceptions or myths, maybe, that people have about overwhelm?
There are. I can actually think of two that are worth mentioning. And one you just touched on in something that you said, because the first misconception is that it comes from other people or that it can be caused by other people. You know, and as I've already shared, that was a space I was in for a short time when I was preparing for this interview. But the truth about overwhelm is, It's not a reality, it's a perception. Meaning, yes, the list of to-do items may be very real, and or the pile of bills or the looming deadlines, those are all real factual things. But overwhelm is how we experience those. And so if we remember that our power comes from knowing that we create our own experiences and we actually, consciously or unconsciously, we choose our own feelings, then really that experience of overwhelm cannot be created by anyone else. Someone may be giving us the deadlines, but they're not giving us the overwhelm. Does that distinction make sense?
It does, absolutely. Yeah, it's always an inside job, right? When it comes right down to
right.
It, it's always about us. Yeah, nobody else, just us. And, you know, we've all felt overwhelmed at different times in our life. So, and when we start to get this feeling, like we know when it's happening to us, it's kind of boiling up. What can we do when we're starting to feel this overwhelm so we don't get deterred by it, so it doesn't kind of take over?
Yeah, I think that's the question everyone's here to hear the answer to, right? And before I go into answering that, it's extra important that I share the second misconception about overwhelm because they really tie in together. Because the second misconception is that overwhelm ever goes away. In my own example, I've been working on myself at deep levels, clearing all sorts of negative emotions and limiting beliefs. And, you know, frankly, if there was anyone who was going to get to a point of truly permanently transcending their ego, I think that I'm at the point of that should have happened already is what I used to say to myself. And then at some point I recognized what transcending the ego really means. It's that we don't actually ever leave this stuff behind. We revisit it at new levels in new ways all throughout our lives. And so since we never, as far as I know, we never truly transcend our egos, that means we also never really leave overwhelm behind. We face it in new ways and in new contexts and new situations. So in accepting that, in recognizing that, okay, overwhelm is something I'm going to have to keep dealing with. If it's the pattern my ego has been using to stop me, then it'll keep being a pattern that my ego uses to stop me. And so knowing that actually makes it easier to deal with overwhelm when it comes up because we recognize it sooner and easier. And so now that, you know, to answer the question that you asked and to help people understand how to overcome overwhelm, I'm tripping on that a little bit. There are definite things you can do. There are specific things that I do that kind of break down into three steps. So step one is we have to pause and reset. Keeping in mind that overwhelm, it's part of your fight or flight response. There are things physically happening in your body. The cortisol gets triggered, and your nervous system is fully involved in this overwhelm experience. And so the first thing you have to do is calm those reactions. And as part of that, recognizing that some of the things that you may have been doing until now to try and pause and reset are not the most effective things. For example, eating comfort foods. Most of what people grab for, you know, certainly myself for a while, it was a lot of sugary things that would feel good in the moment, but actually just add to the stress of my body. Most of the things that we think of as comfort foods add to the overwhelm. Similar idea with trying to escape into watching TV. Perhaps for a half hour or an hour, that can be a nice break. But binging on, you know, 8 episodes of something on Netflix, for example, that actually ends up working against us because it just postpones all of the things that are creating the overwhelm. And when we get back to those things, now we have even less time if time is part of the issue. So instead of going to those patterns, what I suggest as the pause and reset is something very simple, which I've been suggesting to my clients from back when I was a massage therapist, which is just to stop and take a few deep breaths. Focusing on your breath is just such a beautiful way and simple and effective way to pause and reset. And the way that I describe it to people is, when you do that, you're essentially sending a message to your mind and your body that says, hey, everything must be okay. There's no reason to be overwhelmed if we can afford to do nothing but sit here and breathe for a minute or two. And so that is very important, to calm your mind and body first. And once you've done that first step, then you can go into step 2. Which is to find the thing that your ego doesn't want you to see. In other words, if overwhelm came up because your ego wanted you to avoid something, if it was trying to distract you from something, then the way to get your power back from overwhelm is to find what that thing is that your ego is trying to get you to avoid. And I can give you some hints that what you're going to be looking for is something that is related to your purpose or to some sort of growth in your life. It probably has to do with fear of rejection or criticism, a way that you need to be vulnerable, just as that's what this interview was all about for me, is you know, meeting you and talking with you, Sue, and the potential for people who are going to listen to this interview, and you know, I can't hide in the safe community that I've been in anymore. I'm putting myself out there. So step 2 is figuring out what that thing is, and you won't have to search very hard. It's really just a matter of asking yourself, what is my ego trying to avoid? And you'll probably get the answer as soon as you ask the question. And then that's the moment that you get your power back, because once your ego knows that you're consciously aware of the thing, it can't do anything to make you avoid it anymore, because that's just done. And so then you can move into step 3, which is to actually get rid of the overwhelm. So if the thing that's overwhelming you is the huge to-do list, for example, go into your figure out what items on your to-do list you can pick off. You know, start with the small ones. Start with anything that's going to give you a sense of completion, a sense of success, because that actually gets happy brain chemicals going in your brain, and those help to squash the feeling of overwhelm as part of the process. Other examples, like one of the things I noticed while I was having this overwhelm experience was I had started to let little messes pile up around my apartment. And when I was talking with a client just the other day about this. She said the same thing happens for her. And as soon as we brought awareness to this, she said, that's it. As soon as I get home, I'm going to fold the laundry and I'm going to hire someone to come clean the house. And just making those decisions lifted her out of overwhelm. And it is those, it can be those little things that make a difference. So going back to creating an environment that supports you instead of overstimulating you, and then with your to-do list, with whatever it is that's creating the overwhelm, taking some sort of action that makes you feel like you've successfully conquered, even if not the whole picture, just some piece of it, is that final step three that'll bring you out of that feeling of overwhelm.
So, Christina, I know about the work that you do as a healer, and it's with core wounds. Can you tell us what is a core wound, and is there some way that core wounds relates to how somebody can deal with or experience help to alleviate some of their overwhelm?
Absolutely. And let me start with the second part first, because I know that these three steps that I described may not even be something new. And then the question is, if we know how to take care of ourselves when we're experiencing overwhelm, then the question is, why don't we do it? Or why don't we try to prevent overwhelm in our lives? And the answer to that is, because of our core wound, and what the core wound is something that is what I wrote about in my chapter, and I go into detail about that. But what I can say here, to bring some understanding of it, is if you think of all of your life experiences, all of your limiting beliefs, the negative emotions you've been holding on to, as layers of an onion that have all been built on top of each other, then the core wound is the center of the onion. It is the foundation of all of your experiences, and it is the key feeling within you that's with you every moment of your life that influences whether you take care of yourself and whether you feel worthy and supported or not. And so when you work with your core wounds to heal it, then not only do you get better at dealing with the overwhelm, but you also actually don't experience overwhelm as often or as strongly as you have until now.
Wow. That's amazing. So I love the idea of the core wound and helping it, using it to help us with overwhelm. I know, Christina, that you have something on your website about core wounds so we can find out what our own core wound is. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So in working with people to heal their core wounds, I started to notice patterns that came up, and I was able to take those patterns, those observations, and create an online self-assessment. Quizzes are really popular these days. And so anyone who wants to find out what their core wound is can go to corewoundquiz.com and answer, I think it's just 7 questions, and you'll actually find out what your core wound is, and that helps you understand yourself a lot better.
Great. And where can we find that?
That is at corewoundquiz.com.
Corewoundquiz.com. Great. Christine, I know that there are people on this call that are going to want to know some more information about you as well. Where can they reach you or find more information about you?
I have my main website, which I share what I do, and so that would be ChristinaAmmerman.com.
Okay, great. Well, Christina, thank you so much. This has been great. I've loved hearing about this. I actually was feeling a little overwhelmed this morning, and now I don't feel quite so overwhelmed anymore, so I appreciate that. I don't know why I feel more calm, but I do. So thank you for that, and now I have some more tools in my toolbox to help myself with that. So thank you. And I know that, your story about core wounds in the book is really going to help the people that read it and to understand that in themselves. And so it's a great story. I so appreciate you being a part of this whole project, Christina. We really love your beautiful energy and all the great information that you've shared. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sue, for this opportunity.
You're welcome. And listeners, thank you, because as you get more comfortable in your own life and comfortable in your power is really what I mean, the power in your life, and you start to empower your life more and more through learning and putting into implementation some of these things that you have learned from some of these authors, it's going to help everybody around you too. It helps you at the faith and level, and then it helps all the people that you love and all those people that they touch as well. So thank you so much for empowering your own life and being on this journey. And be sure to buy the book, Empower Your Life, on March 20th. We'll send a link to you because you signed up for the summit. We'll send a link to you to be able to do that. Be sure to read the ebook too, that tips ebook for everyday empowerment. That's a lot of great information in there as well. And, you know, continue on your journey. Continue to breathe in life and enjoy this day. Thank you so much, everybody. Bye for now.